Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 28th of May. Positive moves by equity markets are being attributed to optimism over Euro-US trade talks in the wake of some remarks by US President Trump. This highlights two aspects of modern investing. The first is the complete focus on the thoughts and social media postings of one individual. A concentration of market focus in this way is unusual. The second is for the potential for markets to overreact to the comments of one person. Trump does not have the power to undo the damage that tariffs have already done, merely the power to limit the extent of future damage. The question is whether markets are reflecting the existing damage appropriately. While consumer sentiment data was more positive in the US, there are indications of corporate paralysis in the absence of policy certainty and the threat of further wild swings in policy. The Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey remained coordinated in the tone of the comments section regarding both trade tariffs and uncertainty, despite at least some of the responses coming after Trump's partial retreat from taxing goods from China. More corporate sentiment figures are due today. One of the highlights today is the release of the US Federal Reserve's minutes from the 7th of May meeting, a meeting which left policy unchanged. These matter because investors want to know how much the Fed's policy is going to be hostage to the unpredictability of the US administration's policy, which extends beyond trade taxes into wider issues around fiscal policy, as yet still unresolved. While wait and see often suggests that Fed policy decisions would be taken too late, it may actually be the best option available to the Fed, given the wild swings in policy to date. To try and anticipate what administration policy will eventually settle down to, and how business and consumer behavior will be changed by a climate of fear and instability, seems almost impossible. This is likely to push the Fed into a more reactive stance, and it is this that investors will want some clarity on. Europe has some points of interest. The European Central Bank's consumer inflation expectations are not normally market moving, but they are still worthy of some attention. French consumer price inflation was lower than expected yesterday, and the perception of European inflation is likely to be lower more generally. Consumers around the world are not great at forecasting inflation because of frequency bias, which places far too much emphasis on the price of food and fuel as high-frequency purchases. That does mean, however, that recent lower fuel prices might lower inflation expectations. Lower fuel prices appear to have boosted US consumer confidence and lowered US inflation expectations in the data released yesterday. There's also German labour market data today, which is worth a glance because of the signals it gives about the general potential for German domestic consumption. Low fear of unemployment is always important when considering the consumer of any country, and it's worth noting that the German consumer has outperformed the overall economy over the past year. French April consumer spending data is also due. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.